Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Johann Schmiegel, you've got the world's highest IQ.
Yes, 247.
Wow, did you know that thanks to Salesforce with Einstein AI, everyone's smarter? Now everyone's an Einstein, just like you.
But I'm the smartest.
Not anymore. With connected data and trusted AI, everyone can give customers experiences they've only dreamed of. Oh, look, here's a few Einsteins now.
Hey, hi.
Hola, amigo.
Everyone's an Einstein?
It's okay, Johann, let it happen. The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
I want security, yeah. Without it, I'm at a great loss. Yes, I
am. Attorney General Jeff Sessions got a little bit of security today. Some reassurances, in fact, at least for now. Larry Liebert is Bloomberg News national security editor. He's got more on his story out at Bloomberg News. That is among, actually, the top stories on the government menu today here on the Bloomberg. Larry joins us from our Bloomberg 99.1 studio in the nation's capital. Larry, nice to have you here with us. So what exactly did Attorney General Jeff Sessions get in terms of reassurance?
Well, nothing is forever in Washington, and probably certainly not in this administration. But a new chief of staff, John Kelly, called him over the weekend and said, "You're not going to be fired. All those mean tweets from the president about your recusing yourself from the Russia investigation, about not cracking down on leaks, put those aside because we want you to stay." And, it's unusual when it's big news that the attorney general isn't being fired, but he's been left hanging. And Kelly clearly is moving to try to tamp down some of these fires that have been set by the president.
You know, interesting for Sessions, certainly, but I also feel like this is a big story about John Kelly, right? We're all watching him very closely to see, is he truly the chief of staff? Does everything really go through him? Does the president listen to him and his advice?
Well, he's moving clearly in that direction. This call to Sessions is one indication. The fact that Scaramucci was out, profanity and all, as soon as Kelly was in. And there's other indications on the National Security Council staff and others. There have been some changes that have long been held up that suggest so far that Kelly is in charge. But the question at all points is he's in charge of the staff, but the president's in charge of him in the White House. And will the president continue to back him up?
Yeah.
We'll see that.
You mentioned the National Security Council. Just talk to us about yesterday. We did get some news, too, about one staff member, I think, being let go.
Well, Ezra Cohen Watnick, who was a staffer who was brought in by General Flynn, who was ousted very early on. But he had his own conservative constituency, including admirers in the White House, reportedly Jared Kushner among them. There was not success. General McMaster, the head of the National Security Council after Flynn, was allowed to move a lot of people around, to push a lot of people out. But this guy was sort of held sacrosanct. And so, again, it was taken as a symbol that Kelly is settling all these disputes that he can. We'll see if they stay settled.
All right. So new White House Chief of Staff, John Kelly in charge. So we're seeing that. You know, going back to Jeff Sessions for a moment, it's kind of interesting because there's been several stories. Tom Schoenberg and Bloomberg Businessweek put out a story at the end of June about how Jeff Sessions is actually dismantling President Obama's legal legacy. So it's interesting that why while President Trump has been critical of Jeff Sessions, although maybe backing off for the moment, at the same time, the Attorney General has been going about kind of in the background doing things that the president wants done.
One of the ironies is the president was angry that Sessions recused himself from all the Russia probe stuff. But in fact, it's given him lots more time to concentrate on the hard conservative agenda that he would bring to the Justice Department in any case, and that is in tune with the president. So he's on the case. He's doing it with more assurance now. In fact, tomorrow he's holding a press conference he'd already planned to vow a crackdown on leaks from the intelligence agencies, and that's another of the president's preoccupations.
That's interesting, too, that press conference, because I know I feel like Jeff Sessions has been somewhat quiet. He did make some comments that almost made you feel kind of bad for him when he said, when he was asked about, you know, some of the criticisms from President Trump, and he talked about how it was hurtful.
He said, that's kind of hurtful, he said. And it was, that was sort of sad. And yet he also said at that time that he was going to be doing something to crack down on leaks. Our Chris Strom reports that this will be an announcement, along with Director of National Intelligence Coates tomorrow, of an effort to crack down on leaks within the intelligence agencies, but not any specific prosecution or new case, but a general move to pick up the pace on leaks. And that's something the president feels strongly about.
The press conference tomorrow by Attorney General Jeff Sessions, what are we anticipating from him?
Well, again, they want more internal efforts in the FBI, the Justice Department, in the intelligence agencies to crack down. And they also want to be more aggressive on prosecutions. Now, again, one of the mysteries of this is the president's preoccupation with leaks in many cases, not all, has to do with leaks about the Russia investigation. And Sessions has recused himself from that. So presumably he won't be involved in prosecuting leaks from that investigation either. But generally speaking, he's going to try to show that he's on the same wavelength as the president in trying to move against leaks of government information.
Yeah, well, fascinating to see. And maybe, you know, things are calming down a little bit so that the administration can kind of move forward. I guess we'll see. Larry, thank you so much. Appreciate your time. Larry Liebert, he is our national security team editor here at Bloomberg News, joining us from our Bloomberg 99.1 studio in the nation's capital. You can check out more of Larry's stories and other stories dealing with the government. Just go to Bloomberg.com. I'm Carol Masser. Corey Johnson, my co-host, is off today. Right now, we've got the Dow just up about 27 points, S&P just down about 4 points, and the NASDAQ, we're looking at a decline of about 15 points. Those equity averages off their lows of the session. You are listening to Bloomberg Markets on Bloomberg Radio.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.